Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Everyday Recovery. My name is Jim Lang. I'm the Senior Vice President and Director of Men's Addiction Recovery here at America's Keswick. And each week we want to just give you a glimpse, kind of a window into our programs here at America's Keswick and the topics that we discuss with the men of the colony, with the ladies at Barbara's Place. And so one of the major topics that we address with our residents and even the spouses and our guests that come here is our identity in Christ. We all live out of some kind of identity. What we believe about ourselves, we live out of. It's unavoidable. It's something we don't think about. And so, as believers, we really need to know where we find our identity. And our identity is in Christ. It is no longer are the behaviors that we used to participate in. It's no longer attached to our occupation. It's no longer attached to our families. Yeah, we can identify certain things. I'm a son. I'm a brother. I work at America's Keswick. I'm a director of Men's Addiction Recovery. Like, all those things are true, but that can't be the core of who I am. The core of who I am is that I am a son of the Most High God. And that is the identity I now live out of. And so as we enter into the brokenness of the residents that come here, and maybe you're struggling today with sin in your life, maybe you're struggling with addiction in your life, and you just feel so defeated, you feel so full of shame. If you are a believer in Christ, I just want to encourage you that He is, if you are His son and daughter, He is delighting in you. And we need to really understand, like, when we come to Christ, there are two things that happen instantaneously. So when we put our faith and trust in the finished work of Christ, we are first and foremost justified. We are declared innocent. So we're dead in our trespasses and sins. We were, damned to hell. We were children of wrath. And when we trust in Christ, we are moved from death to life. And we are declared innocent before a holy and righteous God of the universe. We are justified by our faith. But there's a second thing that happens, and I think it's something that we don't pay enough attention to, and I think it's what we have the most trouble believing, is that at the same time that we're being justified, we are being adopted as sons and daughters of God, that we are his children. And in the book of John chapter 1, it says in verse 12, it says, "To all who did receive him, all who did receive Christ, he gave them to the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name." We become his sons and daughters. And so when we think about, he gives us this picture of a father and their children. And when you think about a father, a loving father, his heart towards his children, a good father delights in his children. And God is someone who delights in us. He doesn't get frustrated with us. He's not a father who gets easily frustrated. He's a father who delights in us. And I think we see this, and there's this verse in Luke chapter 11 that I love. Luke chapter 11, and it's verse 11. It says, "What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" And Jesus launches into this after he gives the Lord's Prayer and teaches the disciples how to pray, and he's telling them to ask, to seek, to knock, to ask, and it will be given to them. And he's portraying God as a loving father who wants to give good gifts to his children. God is not a God who withholds from his children. God's a father who lavishes on his children. And Jesus even says here in verse 13, he says, "If you who are evil," those of us who have wicked hearts, who have sin still coursing through our veins, "if we even know as humans how to provide for our children, how to give good gifts to our children, how much more so does a perfect Heavenly Father know how to delight and provide for His children? God is our loving Heavenly Father. He is for us. If we are going to understand our identity in Him, we need to first and foremost understand that He is our Father. Yes, He is a righteous judge, and most of us really don't have issue seeing God as judge. We can look at the cross and we can say, okay, I am forgiven. It's much harder for us to actually believe that the God of the universe delights in us, that he loves us, that He runs to us in our messiness, in our sinfulness. He still runs to us, because most of us still look at our lives. We look at some of the choices we've made. We look at even sometimes the thoughts that run through our brain, and we must think that God is disappointed in us, that He's disgusted with us, that He thinks we're filthy or dirty. But that's why I love the story of the prodigal son, because it really gives us a glimpse of the heart of God. That a son who asked for his inheritance, that pretty much said, Father, I wish you were dead, and went off to a distant country and squandered it all. As he's returning, the father doesn't have a lecture waiting for him or punishment waiting for him. He actually runs to him and embraces him and reinstates him as a son. And that is how God moves towards us. He loves us like that father loved his son. And so if we are ever going to understand our identity, it needs to start there, with understanding that we are delighted and beloved sons and daughters of the Most High Creator God of the universe. And in that, we can find peace and we can find rest. I hope you've enjoyed this short devotional. If you or anyone that you know is struggling with addiction, I'd love to speak with you. You can call us at 732-350-1187. I'm extension 1041, and we'll see you next week. Have a great day.